The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolien. How are you? There's a whole bunch of drone warfare going on. Everybody's shooting down everything. All that. What is going on? Give us some perspective, Rolien.
Okay, so let's take a look at what has happened over the weekend. Last week, we spoke a lot about the situation in the north, killer drones in the north. I mean, it sounds like the plot from a movie, but the scary thing is that it is actually happening. The fact that we have this encroachment from Iran, them using their proxies, Hezbollah in the north, now Hamas in the south. So as we have had every Friday for since March last year, we've had very violent riots on the border with Gaza. They got extremely violent on Friday afternoon, which resulted in the loss of life of two Palestinians, which resulted then in Hamas vowing revenge for that. And they fired five rockets and mortars into Israel from the Gaza Strip on Friday night, and then followed that up by sending in a killer drone. Thank goodness we are prepared for any eventuality. And the IDF did take out several targets within the Gaza Strip belonging to Hamas, as well as the cell responsible for launching the killer drone into southern Israel. Coupled with that, we had a terrorist attack in Ofakim on Friday when a 60-year-old father and his 17-year-old son went to their Palestinian dentist. It does happen, people. There are everyday normalization of a relationship between Israelis and Palestinians. What then ensued was a young guy came up to the father and son, asked them if they were Jewish. The son, seeing the knife in his hand, answered in Arabic, no, and he stabbed them anyway. The son taking quite critical injuries, the father only light injuries. But the Palestinian dentist then ran to save the lives of his two patients, and as a result has been the recipient of numerous death threats.
Oh, no.
We've also seen more escalation in Syria this morning when the Syrian observatory said that they observed, being in an observatory, several unidentified jet aircraft striking military targets, Iranian targets, deep within Syria. Now, the IDF is not commenting on this, but, you know, many of us are assuming, was it the IDF? The IDF have been known over the last couple of months or so to take action against Iranian targets in Syria. We are taking any threats pretty seriously. So this is where we're sitting at the moment with a tension on our northern border. We are expecting a possible second strike by Hezbollah because they were not successful last week. And watching our southern border for any escalations there.
Right, can I
also,
just keep
we are
you...
just a week before an election, so we are bracing ourselves for what is the predictable behavior by Hamas and them looking to disturb or create some kind of escalation before we go to elections.
Ro, just staying on the drone issue for a minute, does that mean that this is that some kind of an escalation, the fact that the Gazans are sending killer drones, as you call them, into Israel? Or has that been done before?
Well, we're looking at it as an escalation. We're looking at it as a different tactic now being used by Iran via their proxies, that now they are trying to engage us in drone warfare. Israel this morning also sending a drone into Lebanon, the conflicting reports whether the drone crashed or whether it was shot down. Hezbollah, of course, are claiming that they shot it down.
Sure.
But we are seeing an escalation in the use of drones.
Okay. Let's move on to the next issue. The question, has Israel's foreign ministry run out of funds? What's that about?
Well, it was very, very close. It looked like there could possibly be a shutdown of all diplomatic activity. Yesterday, the foreign ministry was given the directive to freeze all diplomatic activity around the world, which is quite serious because the ministry had run into a severe deficit. Thank goodness the finance ministry managed to find the budget. We don't know how much it is. That hasn't been made public. And and put a major cash injection into the foreign ministry for the important work that they now have to do. And while we're speaking about drone warfare and we're speaking about the escalations coming both north and south, we need our diplomats on the ground in whatever countries they are to do some very, very important work as we see the situation changing and escalating. Incidentally, there's been a lot of debate internally in Israel, do we still need a foreign ministry? Because there are several tafkidim or portfolios that they have previously held that are being carried out by other ministry. You know, dealing with BDS is handled by the Ministry of Strategic Affairs. You know, dealing with diaspora affairs is handled by another ministry. You know, do we still need a foreign ministry? But I think, you know, when it comes to the diplomatic corps and bilateral relations between other countries and Israel, we very, very much need our foreign ministry.
Rolene, let's talk about Israeli elections. Tell us latest developments in that regard, and maybe at the same time you can also just touch on this issue about the cameras in the polling stations.
Oh, has it been an interesting day? Well, let's talk about the cameras first of all. So the Likud put forth a bill saying that they wanted party operatives or members of parties to be allowed to bring cameras into the polling stations. And this went to vote in the Knesset today, and they failed to gain a majority on that. Avigdor Lieberman of Yisrael Biteinu, who's looking very good at the moment, I just have to tell you all that, he helped block the bill, and Benny Begin, who's been a Likud stalwart, has actually said that he can no longer support the party if this is what it's going to resort to. And the security camera law, which would have allowed representatives of Likud and other parties to bring their cameras into polling stations, have now been scuppered. So very, very unhappy Likud. And the opposition to this, the Likud opposition, which is parties like Kahol v'Levan, the Democratic Union and various others, have actually hailed this as a major, major victory. And it's just very interesting where we are standing literally a week or before we go to election. So the current polls have basically Netanyahu and Gantz neck and neck. So either Benjamin could be the one to take the prime ministership. Will it still be Bibi? It's we'll have to see. However, the one party that is making major gains and it's looking very, very good at the moment is Yisrael Biteinu. Avigdor Lieberman is gaining in support, and he has been very strong traditionally amongst the Russians who live here in Israel. He an immigrant from the Soviet Union. He's a former bouncer, believe it or not. And he's the man they call the kingmaker. Whoever he decides to enter into a coalition agreement with could swing the coalition. He says under no circumstance is he going to enter a coalition that he sees as pandering to the ultra-Orthodox, and he also, which has gained him a lot of respect amongst the Israeli electorate. And he also says that Israel needs to be a right-wing but secular country, which is gaining him a lot of respect amongst some of the more right-wing leaning but not religious electorate. And he is gaining momentum amongst the French electorate, largely because he has brought onto his list someone who's not a stranger to Chai FM. He's spoken before, Colonel Olivier Rafovitch, very, very well-known and respected amongst the French community. He's brought him onto the list, which has made him gain amongst the French contingent in the Israeli electorate. So it's going to be a very, very interesting election indeed.
Rolene, as always, thank you so much for your incisive insights into whatever's going on in Israel. We value it and we are grateful for it. And I look forward to talking to you at the same time tomorrow.